May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, for a few minutes there, I didn't think we'd do a sermon because there was just like three of us, but we'll go ahead and proceed. Just follow up on the word yesterday. And just read this to you again from 2 Kings. Verse 1, chapter 6. Now the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "Behold, now the place where we are living is too limited for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, let each of us take from there a beam. Let us make a place there for ourselves where we may live." And so he said, "Go." And then one said, "Please be willing to go with your servants." And he said, "I shall go." So he went with them. When they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, "Alas, my master," for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And when he showed him the place, he cut off a stick, threw it in there, and made the iron float. And then he said to him, "Take it up for yourselves." So he put out his hand and took it. Just to remind you, yesterday, this is a great story. In type, it's a true story, but also in type of living in, moving by the power of the Holy Spirit. Elisha represents the presence of Christ here, and he even said, "We'll go and build a place. Don't there's expansion. You can do expansion." And he said, "Well, you go with us." And so his presence was there, and the axe head represents the power of the Holy Spirit, who releases the ability of Jesus in us to live the Christian life and do what we're called to do in serving Him. And it's borrowed power. When we live the Christian life, it's instead of life. It's the power of Jesus instead of the inability of Chuck. It's His power instead of my weakness. As a matter of fact, the devotional I wrote this morning, all I have to offer Him is weakness and frailty. And the cool thing, that's the only offering He ever wants from me, is my frailty and my weakness. And He takes it and then releases His ability and His power by the presence of the Holy Spirit. But as I mentioned yesterday, anytime you use something that's borrowed from somebody else, you have to handle it with special care. And here is this young prophet who loses the axe head. And whether it's carelessness or whatever, the axe head is lost. And he goes to Elisha and he just simply says to him, "The axe head, I've lost it. It fell in the water." And Elisha asks him a simple question, "Well, where did it fall?" And you know, Elisha was an amazing prophet. He could have just said, "Lord, where did the axe head fall?" But it was important somehow in the story for the young prophet to say, "Well, it fell right there." And then Elisha just takes this, cuts the stick, throws the stick where it fell, and supernaturally, against all logic, the axe head floats against all laws of gravity. And then he says to the young man, now, he said, "Take it up for yourself." And the young man took it up, and the obvious intimations there, he began to use it again. In my walk with the Lord, there have been many times when I've, you know, if you're really sensitive to the Lord, you know it's happening soon, real quickly, but sometimes you kind of drag your old dead body spiritually along a little bit and you realize, man, I'm not moving in the power of the Holy Spirit at all. Not, I don't mean that in doing signs and wonders, just the signs and wonders of living a supernatural Christian life. I'm trying to make this thing happen. I'm not reacting, responding to things. This is not good. I'm not in a good place. I can sense it. And what's always been true, if I go to the Lord, that I'll be contemplative or I'll be serious and honest about my scanning, my interior scan, not introspection or condemnation, but it's just a sign to me, okay, Lord, where did I lose the axe head? And the Lord's always faithful to show me there, you know, when you said that, when you thought that, when you gave into that, when you, the fears, the attitude, the unforgiveness, or whatever. Because fear, of course, is sin. It's not a sign of humility. And I thought for years it was. Thought I was real humble. I was actually really sinful. And all the Lord asked me to do is to said, well, is to be honest with Him and say where it was, like, call it what it is. And the stick represents the cross, of course. And anytime you're honest with the Lord about your sin, he always applies the cross, the blood of Jesus. And supernaturally, miraculously, against all logic, because what the Lord, what the enemy tells us, isn't it, that you're worthless, you don't have any value, you keep doing this stupid thing, you keep thinking these stupid thoughts, and, you know, God can't really ever use you again. No. He doesn't just forgive me. He cleanses me. And the axe head always floats to the top, and his thing is always, not just I'm forgiven, it's take up the axe head and start moving in my ability and power again. But we've said this before, the real issue here for me is that the blood of Christ doesn't cleanse excuses. The blood of Christ cleanses sin, confessed as sin. One of the great tragedies, having been doing this as a pastor now for many years, is to watch people get into sin and then rationalize it, excuse it, call it something that it isn't. And the destruction that the enemy brings in their life, especially if they don't, if they leave that axe head at the bottom for very long. It's so wonderful to be able to just stop and go and to recognize, okay, this anxiety and this I'm pushing in my flesh, in my emotions, this something's not right. Lord, where? And he always lets you know, and you can go, yep, that's where it was. Got my feelings hurt, got this happened, thought that. And the Lord always applies the cross. And then now take it up. Start going again. That's just the coolest thing to me. And so, once again, he began to do what you do. He began to chop trees, but not with an axe handle, which is exhausting, but with an axe head. Again, that story, they came to him and said, there's limitation here. They're asking him for more. You know that Jesus always responds that, yes, I want more of you. I want to walk in more of this. I want to walk in the interior expansion. I don't want to have limited small thinking. He always goes, yes, but remember you have a borrowed axe head. And let me just say this to you. You will lose it from time to time. You'll misplace the axe head. But that isn't the end of the world. Peter sunk. But he also walked on water. And when he simply cried out help, owned his own need, Jesus didn't pick him by the arm and drag him through the water back to the boat. He got up and walked on water again back to the boat. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.